My guest this time is Lou Dobbs, host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business. He is also the author of the brand new book, Upheaval, Winning Back the Country with Knowledge That Empowers, Ideas That Matter, and Solutions That Work. And sir, thanks for being with us. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Thank you so much, Greg.
Well, it's obviously a sobering evaluation of where we stand as a country in this book. You look at a lot of different areas of our economy, our culture, our standing in the world. And, of course, most folks know you for your business perspectives. You talk a lot in this book about kind of how the dam is getting ready to burst at some point here, whether it's the debt, perhaps another housing bubble. We got student loans. A lot of people think that could be the next bubble. How close are we to another major financial problem here?
Well, I think at this point that we're seeing a lot of improvement in the economy itself. We're certainly not setting any records, but the fact is that we are better off than we've been for some time. Do we have challenges? Absolutely. I enumerate many of them in Upheaval. But the fact is there are not any challenges we face right now that we cannot resolve as Americans, that we cannot bring to bear our ingenuity, our resources, and persevere and overcome. So in that sense, I hope it's a positive book, but we have to face facts, and both political parties have to face facts, that we've got a lot of work to do.
One of the things you've talked about for years, both on television and in your books, is this kind of nexus that has a hard time for the American people to get through between the politicians and government and the big banks and the big businesses. What's the key to pulling that first thread and kind of getting it back to a more manageable situation?
I think the first is for us all to understand that the jobs of both political parties must start with individual citizens. Their responsibilities are to the individual interests of Americans, to the individual interests that and the broad national interest, but we cannot lose sight of the citizen. And frankly, at this point, Greg, both parties are looking at the individual citizen as a consumer. They look at him or her as a taxpayer or in some other role, but seldom do they acknowledge that the citizen is the foundation of this nation. And policies have to be created to benefit our citizens, not business interests, not union interests, and certainly not special interests.
We're talking with Lou Dobbs. The book is Upheaval. And Lou, in the book, you give a lot of facts and figures about how government approaches to different things just isn't working, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's the Obama administration's focus on renewable energy when 91% of our energy comes from the more traditional sources, education, we're spending record amounts and getting worse results than we did decades ago. What do you have a fundamental approach to fixing these? They're obviously very different issues, but is there a fundamental approach, whether it's free markets, reducing government regulation, the best way to go about actually solving these things?
I believe that, obviously, that the first thing we must do is deal with these problems in terms of scale. We have government that is far too large. We've permitted too many of our institutions, our corporations, to get way too big. I enumerate within the book, again, the massive consolidation of economic power within the banking industry. Whereas 20 years ago, we had about 15,000 banks in this country. Today, we have fewer than 7,000. But 0.2% or 12 of those commercial banks control 69% of the assets of commercial banks in this country. That is an extraordinary concentration of economic power, which with it, of course, comes immense social and political power. That is not, in my judgment, in the interest of the nation, and it's certainly not appropriate to the American nation, which has never been willing to accept institutions so much larger than the individual that individual citizens are simply trampled in the result.
Lou, you, in addition to the solutions that work and pursuing those principles, you also talk in the book a bit about messaging and how you believe the Republicans in particular over the past presidential cycles have done a very poor job of explaining why their vision of where America should head on key issues just doesn't resonate with the American people. And even though the more liberal perspective doesn't make a lot of sense a lot of the time, it's packaged in a way that makes the American people think that those people care about them, and so they tend to gravitate in that direction. How do you go about changing the messaging in a way that will resonate, and in pretty short order, given the urgency on some of these issues?
Right, because we've got an election coming up now in less than a year. It's going to be very important. These midterm elections are the most important, I believe, arguably, in our lifetime. But as to messaging, you're exactly right. We're not hearing either party articulate a vision of this country's future that is sensible or connected to the aspirations of most Americans. And this is really a peculiar reality, that the Republican Party can't seem to connect with the voters to say, you know, this is what we as Republicans believe, and therefore it is why you should support and turn out in strong, big numbers and vote for us at the polls. They simply have not been able to articulate that vision. They talk about less regulation, lower taxes, but they don't explain why we should follow that vision. As for the Democrats, they have a very simple program to put before the American people. We're going to make ever bigger entitlements. We're going to create greater and ever larger dependency. And that's a compelling and even attractive alternative. But again, it's not a vision of the future, and it's certainly not a vision, I think, that most Americans want for their children.
Lou, you've been very successful, obviously, over your career at connecting with the American people and building large audiences. What do you think is the best way to market conservative ideas or ideas that would solve these problems?
Well, I think the first way is to stop a number of things. One is the Republicans need to quit representing, if you will, others would use the word shilling, for corporate America and for U.S. multinationals in particular. They need to be the party of Americans. They need to be the party of working Americans, the party of small business, the party of the American dream. Independence and self-reliance is the two primary values of American individualism. I think that would be a very attractive approach and message for the Republican Party. I think that, you know, they have to have the guts to lead. They're doing it right now in the House of Representatives, Greg. No one has done better than Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He and his committee have put forward in four pieces of legislation the solution to illegal immigration and border security in this country. And they have the ability to lead. Now, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and the rest of the Republican Party have to decide whether or not they're going to support the remarkable landmark legislation that Goodlatte has pushed through. It would solve illegal immigration. It does not give anyone all that they want, but it does provide a blueprint for a better future, for a resolution of business interests, of the interest of illegal immigrants, and most importantly, the national interest. I support that legislation, and I believe every American should take a look at it, and I think most of us would agree it's the best way forward.
A couple quick questions for you, sir, as it relates to 2014, before we let you go.
Sure.
Number one, you point out in the book that, as you mentioned earlier, this is one of the most important midterm elections, perhaps the most important in most of our lifetimes, and you believe that the economy and energy issues and preserving American liberty are the biggest issues out there. You suggest that the social issues, abortion and gay marriage, are not winners for Republicans, and they should shy away from them in an effort to reach towards the middle. The risk, of course, is that you lose that social conservative base. So how do you balance that?
I think that you do this, Greg. You make it very clear to all Americans that the Republican Party is going to be a party of a very big tent. We saw what happened when Mitt Romney wrote off 47% of the American people because they weren't paying income tax. It was a short-sighted judgment and view on the part of that candidate. I don't think any amount of money could have overcome his statement. I think that cost him the election, pure and simple. And I believe that the Republican Party just has no choice but to embrace all Americans around the principal traditional values of the Republican Party. That is a temperate foreign policy, a prudent fiscal policy, a pro-economic growth policy, a pro-prosperity policy, and equal opportunity for all within our borders, to create a nation that is prosperous, that is at peace, and is focused on a brighter future rather than creating more debt for our children.
Last question before we let you go. In previous commentaries I've seen of yours over the years,
sure,
you've been greatly frustrated with both political parties and almost casting a pox on both their houses at certain times. In this book, you seem to see the GOP as the only reasonable vehicle for enacting this change. Was that a major shift on your part?
It's a major shift, and it's one that I've had to come to terms with because, as a registered independent, it is clear to me now that going into the primaries, I've got to make the decision, as do millions of independents, as to whether or not we're going to continue along this path or whether many of us will go over to the Republican Party and say, we're going to be part of the Republican Party, we want to be invited in, we want to feel at home there, and we want to make certain that this is a party committed to solutions, not just more rhetoric, not pandering, but true, effective governance in the national interest.
Lou, we'll leave it there. Congratulations again on the book, and thank you very much, Greg, for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. Good talking with you.
Same here, sir. Lou Dobbs is the host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business News. The new book is Upheaval, Winning Back the Country with Knowledge That Empowers, Ideas That Matter, and Solutions That Work. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.